So the next question I have is, how many of you have called around to internet providers in San Diego? I mean, just called around to see which one was good. Sir, what was your feeling, what was your impression when you called them up?
I found one that gives me the service I want, is located where I want, gives me a decent price, maybe not the very cheapest in town, but I'll pay the extra for the service, get what I want, and they're only 19 blocks from my home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's a good, and that's a very standard comment that I would expect from most of you. Most of the time, your customer service, when you first call these folks, is really positive. Which then brings me to my real discussion of my speech is internet providers. Which ones are good, which ones are not good, how to feel out a provider, how to go with the right one. Because most of you are very interested in actually getting on the internet. I can see that by a nod of heads. You're all here, you're taking your time. The most difficult part of using the internet is getting started. And so that's why Arlen called me up 3-4 days ago and said, Jim, can you host this presentation for me? And I said, yeah, of course, I'll do that for you. And what providers provide you are things that are listed on the second part of that page. Email access, browser access, which is the equivalent of a program called Netscape. You hear the term Netscape. It's actually a graphical browser to the internet. And then there's actually things called news groups. So there are really three primary things you can do on the internet. And most people, I recommend, just get into the browsing and then start getting off into other things later on. But there actually is browsing, email, and news groups. So, yes?
So you say, what we need to do is choose which provider to. I don't even know where to find a list of who providers are.
Good question. Okay, so good point. I appreciate that. I'd like to start. Throw those hands up. Okay, throw the questions out that you want to talk about this evening. I'm going on. I've given you kind of an overview. That was a good one. Next. What else would you like for us to talk about this evening? Yes, sir. And, but before I get into providers, I'm going to answer the generic question of life for the internet. To get on the internet does require a computer. We all understand that, right? Wow. I gave a presentation at San Diego Technical Books a couple months ago, and I had a lady come up, but I don't have a computer. How do I get on the internet? And it was an interesting question. It was a very interesting question because we went into it in great detail, and the end recommendation was the library. And that really is not a true internet connection in regards to what most of you are going to get, but it is internet.